some big changes coming this week also to the credit card industry. Changes that you're going to notice. Starting Thursday, microchips embedded within credit cards will become the standard instead of that swipe strip that's on the back right now. The chips are aimed at increasing security and stopping some of the big data hacks we've seen in recent years. Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He's with us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Good to talk to you, Jeremy.
And a lot of our listeners may have gotten these new cards in the mail recently. Merchants have been getting this new technology that can read the chips. Why is this happening now?
Well, it's a shift in the way Americans are thinking about credit cards and credit card issuers are thinking about it. In the wake of a number of big hacks and frauds, Americans are moving toward a system that's used in Europe and, in fact, in much of the world, including in Canada. Anybody who's taken a recent trip to Canada will know that this technology is safer. It's meant to avoid a lot of the fraud that's going on. One of the big deals in America is that if your credit card is stolen or your information is stolen, and your credit card is used, most consumers know there's virtually no liability that they are exposed to. You just call up the company, you tell them which charges are not yours, and they take care of it. One of the things that ultimately works with the chip system, if you also include the PIN system, is it starts to switch the liability around. But fundamentally, it's just about the fact that it is a more secure system than the swipe system we've been using with the magnetic card.
It starts to switch the liability around, meaning what, that the merchant is responsible if there's fraud?
Well, the merchant is responsible in some cases if there's fraud, and once you get to the PIN system, and that we can talk about that, that's not being fully implemented right now. Once you have a system where there's a chip and a PIN, it's much easier for the card issuer and or the bank to figure out that this card was in someone else's hands or it was in your hands. And if you don't have some good reason as to why somebody else had your code and your card, they're going to start to shift some of the liability onto users themselves.
Well, why don't you explain the difference there? Because people may know if they've been to Europe or other parts of the world that you use these credit cards with a chip in them, but then you have to enter a PIN. Whereas what we are moving towards in the U.S., it sounds like, is a chip and signature card where
Right.
you'll sign for it, but you don't have to have a PIN.
Right. So the chip itself really carries most of the information on the card. So these days, you've heard about all these scams where someone can take your card, take it in the back room, swipe it, and it basically copies the magnetic
Right.
strip. You can't do that with a chip. The chip, every time there's a transaction, generates a discrete code. So it's harder to copy. It's harder to use once you've determined that it's not in your hands. So it's just inherently safer. It's called an EMV chip, by the way, because the issuers who created the standard were Europay, MasterCard, and Visa, EMV. The way it'll work for most cards in the U.S. is it'll have a chip, the reader will read the chip, and then you'll sign it the way that you currently do. The chip and PIN system usually means in a restaurant, for instance, the server will come to you with a device, it will read the chip, and then the server will hand you the device and you'll enter a PIN. The combination of the chip and PIN means that it's your card and it's in your possession, because in theory, nobody but you should know that
Right.
PIN.
So why aren't we going to the PIN system?
Well, it's unclear why we're not going to the PIN system. Some of the issuers in the U.S. will issue chips with PIN systems, but it's actually not going to be the norm. I have one that's a chip and PIN. It's just a better system, and it's not clear. Walmart has come out and said, well, why are we doing one without the other? As I said, the liability switches over to the retailer with the PIN. They don't love that. They're saying that if you have a chip and PIN system, it's harder to know somebody's PIN than it is to imitate their signature. As you know, most merchants
Right.
don't check signatures. So if you have a chip and a PIN, then the retailer is able to say, well, how did Jeremy have Ali's PIN?
Right.
And it creates a bit of an incentive to not tell anybody your code and actually hang on to your card.
So if we had had this, even the chip and signature program in place across the country in the last several years, would it have prevented the major hacks that have hit some of these big retailers like Target?
It's hard to know how much of it, because in the major hacks, they didn't use the same techniques even within a given hack like Target or Home Depot. In some cases, what this would have done is it would have prevented copying of cards, and it would have created a unique transaction code for every purchase. So it limits the amount of data exchanged with each transaction, which means you wouldn't have been able to, as the hacker, get as much information on the actual person. The difference there being you can use a card for a transaction if you steal or copy the card. You can't actually use it to access everyone's information and then create data theft or identity theft out of it. But it's not clear that it would all have been eliminated. Definitely with a chip and PIN system, it would make it a lot less attractive to hackers, and the numbers would be much smaller per hack. But it's not foolproof. It's just better.
Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America, talking about some changes that we're all going to be seeing with our credit cards starting this week. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.